But you know what we got in our church? The majority rule. Huh? Come on. You see why the church is in trouble? And they and the majority's rule don't know a thing in the world about God, most of them. They may know how to say his name, Jesus. They may know how. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just telling y'all the truth. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put how much? Everything where? Beneath his authority. Jesus Christ. And has given him what? The highest rank. Above all others. Then what the Philippians just said, at the name of Jesus, every knee. Every knee. That means sickness and disease. That means poverty and lack. That means confusion and that means demons and evil spirit. That means tornado disasters and tsunamis and you name it. They bowed their knee to the name of Jesus. When that sea was sitting in front of them and Pharaoh was charging, that sea had to open up because God said, open up sea and let my people through. Dry ground appear so they can walk on it. Didn't it happen? No human being, no demonic forces, no nothing can take charge of God and what he accomplished for us in this redemptive work. What's the problem? We got to learn how to walk in it. We got to learn how to receive. We don't need to talk God and try to talk God and done anything because he's done everything. Before you got here, he was already finished. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me finish this up. Huh? Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all other. Keep going. And now we. His church. Who? His church or his body on the earth. And that which fills him who has been filled by it. You see what's happened? God never intended for you to suffer. Amen. And beg. Why do you think he put that scripture in his written word, but my God shall supply all of your need. Why do you think he put that in the word? No good thing withhold from them that walk upright. What are he saying? The person that uses faith, and believe me, if you ask for it, when you call for it, your faith will give it to you. You'll get it because I'll provide it for you. I don't wait for you to fall down and beg. People came up with that through religion and tradition of men. God don't have nowhere in his program that you have to beg for what he provided for you by grace. You don't have to beg for anything because you're a child. You're an heir. You have a right to it, a blood-bought right to everything that God has given you. That's why he said if the thief be found, he has to pay sevenfold because he the one stealing, not God. God not holding out on you. He had given you everything. And he wants us to have enough in us that we'll pursue him until we learn how to walk in this. And I'm convinced, I said it before and I'm convinced, before Jesus returns, there's going to be a body of believers going to learn how to walk in this. And they're going to say, what in the world? We never seen nothing like this before. And we're going to turn this world upside down. Oh, yeah, there still yet be those that don't believe, but they're not going to stop us. Pharaoh did his best to stop Moses and the children of Israel. He couldn't stop them. He did everything in his power. He couldn't stop them. The devil can't stop the church. And we sell that. Hallelujah. And that's why we are doing what we're doing, because this is a learning, growing process. Building. growing? Are you tired of stuff that's going on in your life? That's why you learn how to overcome. We overcome by the what? Blood of the Lamb and the word, our testimony. It's been done. It's a done deal. It's done. And we have to know how to call for it. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.